Hey, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I'm Miles Black. I'm the music department manager and host of Chaotic Music Meetings. Excuse me. And we've got Fake Fruit in the studio, and they're winking at me right now, and they're ready to go. We're a little bit late, but that's per usual around here, because this is a disorganized show. I'm just going to let Fake Fruit take it away, and we'll keep mixing, and we'll keep playing, and we'll figure it out. Hey, Fake Fruit, whenever you're ready. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Fake Fruit on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
That was Fake Fruit live in the studio here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to take a little break, play a song, let Fake Fruit get settled into the studio here for an interview. Yeah, thank you for listening to Chaotic Music Meetings. This song is going to be by Gentle Mind, a local Vancouver favorite.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
The October issue of Discorder is out now. Bibi kicks off this issue of Discorder with her final editor's note, an essay on gratitude and compensation. In this month's issue, Discorder covers the Vancouver municipal election. Check that out and go vote on October 20. There's features on IMUR, Wrong Wave No. 6, the VIF Mentorship Program, Super Sick Podcast, and a multimedia art project by Jimena Velasquez. There's also live show reviews of Millennial Line Comedy and Poetry, Records and Readings, Sawdust Collector with Katie Duck, and other gems. There's also additional reviews of albums, new books, and VIF screenings. Special thanks to our advertisers. Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Rickshaw, The Cinematheque, The Vancouver Podcast Festival, Quiet City, Vancouver New Music, Creative BC, The Vancouver Art Book Fair, The Vancouver International Film Festival, and the AMS.
Hey, hello. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I've got Fake Fruit here in the studio. Can you just give a big general, like, hey?
Hey, hello.
Perfect. Great. So I think we're all feeling a little bit frazzled just because it was like this show is always kind of a mess and always put together on the fly. We only have like a quick hour to like set everything up. But I thought you did beautifully, and even like there, even when you dropped your pick, Hannah, that was a really quick save.
Thank you very much.
So it's going well.
Thanks for highlighting that. Also, I felt really heroic in that moment, and nobody could see it. So thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what happened.
Well, it's very easy to miss it. It was a quick save.
I saw it, and then I reached over and grabbed my other drumsticks to put in my back pocket in case it happened to me.
If I could just ask you to get a bit closer to Mike whenever you're talking,
sure.
That'd be great. But otherwise, you're fine.
Cool.
So I don't really have a plan for this interview. Sometimes I write questions beforehand and send them and clear them, and sometimes I have a friend coming in, and I just like to kind of wing it.
Yeah, let's riff.
Let's riff. Let's do it. So first thing, what are you here in town for? What are you promoting?
We're playing a show at Redgate tonight with some of my favorite bands, Laverne, Pudding, and Champion Lawnmower.
Yeah, that's great.
And DJ All Sweat is playing disco in between every band. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, just happy to be back in town.
That's at Redgate on Main Street.
Yes.
Yeah, 1965 Main Street.
Oh,
just
yeah,
for
yeah,
the people
not
who
there.
Don't know. Sweet, that's a really good bill. Pudding is one of my favorite local bands.
I know, I fucking love them. Sorry. I really love them.
FCC sure. Can't get us here.
Yeah, we get away with a lot. But I would ask you to please refrain, just for the sake of the tiny children.
Okay. I hecking love them.
Thank you.
Protect your tiny little cute ears.
See, it's wonderful to see that you can still express yourselves as much as you need to without swearing.
Yeah. Feels pretty good.
I have an ad of my own to run because I started doing ads on my show. What is it? Fast Food Delivery is the person sponsoring this episode. Making money off your depression since 2012. Fast Food Delivery.
That's, wow.
Thank you for your support.
Damn, they went there. They like dug in. Wow. That's going to hit home for some people.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Hannah, I know you, but I don't really know any of the rest of your band. We've just met today. Would you mind all introducing yourselves on the mic? Oh, really?
They're all hitchhikers.
This just happened on the way to Vancouver?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Fake Fruit has traveled here from California. So it's a big deal to me to have you in the studio.
Yeah.
And thank you for being here.
Yeah, of course.
But let's get your names. What is your name and what do you play?
Alex and I play guitar.
Great.
My name is MJ. I play bass guitar.
Cheers.
Hi, Miles. My name's Miles. I was on the drums back there.
That was the only one that I remembered. For obvious reasons.
Miles. Now everyone else will remember.
Cheers. And Hannah as well.
Yep.
On vocals and guitar.
Yeah, that's me.
So I'm really interested in your new lineup because I was a fan of Fake Fruit when you lived in Vancouver. And when you were playing with Tom and Katie.
Or Jessica.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
That's okay.
Jess.
Katie was in another band I was in.
Yeah, I got confused.
She's all over. She's probably listening right now. If she is, I love you.
And shout out to my partner, Portia, who I know is listening right now.
Fucking love Portia, too.
But I'm interested in the new lineup and the change. And you kept the same name because it's like it's your songs and your project. And what does it mean to you to like be a traveling musician and working with different musicians all the time?
It means a lot. I've grown so much. It actually started in New York as a two-piece with my ex on drums. Don't date people in your bands. It doesn't always work out for me. Or I need to not do that. I know you're fine, but... yeah, and then I moved to Vancouver, and that was really when it picked up steam. I don't know, just everybody here was so nice and so welcoming. I just feel like I blossomed and, yeah, was able to write a bunch. And now I've met these fools. Really love them. And we're starting to write together as a full band. The first song and the last song are songs that we've written as Fake Fruit. Which, I mean, the intention was always to have a concrete, like, group of people for the rest of time.
Oh, really?
But I don't know, just circumstance, visas and moving cities made it too hard to keep playing with Tom and Jess. So I'm really lucky to have these people. I love them all very much. They're very talented. And I really like how we sound when we're writing together. It's a dream come true.
I really love how you sounded today. Like, it's, you can tell that it's working by the way that you play together and the way that, like, you're so synchronized. So bravo.
Thanks.
Can I hear from, like, one of the other band members? Like, what is it, what does it mean to you to, like, to join this band and to join, like, a name that already has songs attributed to it?
Well, Hannah approached me to join Fake Fruit back in last February, and I hadn't played bass in maybe 10 years, so it was mildly terrifying to moderately terrifying. But she kept on pestering me, and I eventually caved in and started playing.
Inspiring.
It was, inspired through terror, but, like, loving terror. Without Hannah, I think this wouldn't have come together, and she's kind of like the focal point for all of this. Given, like, amazing energy.
So you, did you handpick this band?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
so you knew who you wanted, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And what do you want when you're putting a band together?
Just, like, good, nice people who really care about music and will be dorky about it, and people who aren't too cool. I'm really over the cool complex.
Yeah.
Do not have time for that anymore.
That's something that I also don't have much patience for, is when people just sort of take themselves too seriously. Because it is serious work, but it's not just serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, those kind of people who are like, oh, I'm in this band, I can't talk to you. Or, like, do we have any... Well, I was in New York, and I was at a party, and people were like, do we have any mutuals? Like, before we could even have a conversation, they wanted to see if we knew some of the same people.
Right.
I call it being christened as cool, and I don't like people who do that. Yeah. These are all, like, really genuine people. I love them a lot.
Yeah. Except for me. That's a really nice way to build a band. Like, that's what, to me, what really matters is, like, how do you get along with people, and how do you think about making art?
Actually, Miles, we have this friend named Gregorio who I was hanging out with before I moved to the Bay.
Shout out to Psych Music.
Shout out to Psych Music. He's, like, super far out, like, groovy dude. And he was like, you should meet this cat, Miles. He's got a dangling ear, and he looks like one of the Lost Boys. He plays drums. Like, he'd be perfect. And then I was at a New Year's party, and I didn't know anybody there, and Miles opened the door. And I was like, are you Miles? I think you're supposed to be in my band.
I don't know how he... I mean, I didn't have any... You know, no one ever heard me, though, so... I just was, like, a bedroom drummer in Santa Rosa. Shout out to Santa Rosa, California. No one else knew. I think I just told them once that I drummed. So that was kind of a shot in the dark, but ended up being pretty cool.
Right. So people just heard that you were a good dude.
I guess so. Yeah. That's, I think it is true. Yeah.
Alex has been playing forever, and they have their own work, too. Which is amazing.
I think that's kind of like a similar thing with Miles and I, where we've been like invested in music for a long time, but, like, I don't know, like, I was playing in bands in high school, but I probably took about like 6 or 7 years off of being, like, I don't know, maybe even close to 8 years off of like being, like, in bands and being in, like, public spaces. I was just making a lot of stuff in my room. And so, like, it was really, really valuable to, like, have that kind of that kind of push to be a little bit more public with my stuff and be just, like, part of something that's...
Wait, so when you joined Fake Fruit, it was like opening up again, like being public again as a musician?
Yeah, I had done some solo shows here and there, but it was very, very sporadic, and it was always, like, this intensely anxiety ridden thing for me, and I think it's been really helpful to, like, just be, like, more active, and, like, each show, you know, becomes a little bit less of this monumental thing. And, like, Yeah, I don't know. Especially like being on tour, it's been so nice because like I don't know. I just like get really intense like show anxiety, and then like since we've been playing every night, it's just like you don't have the time to be anxious anymore. Mm. You can kind of just like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, and we're getting a lot more practiced because we're just playing every night, and like it's been really awesome.
So when you're on tour and you're playing a lot, which is like kind of a well, it's intense being on tour. How do you self-care? Like, what do you do in your day-to-day to, like, make sure that you're not burning out?
We make sure to eat lots of Del Taco. Yeah. And and we try to sleep on the hardest hardwood floors that we can.
Cups of gravy.
Get little to
morning.
No sleep.
Spend as much time in the car as possible.
Yeah. Excuse me. If you're in case you're just joining us, I'm with Fake Fruit, and we're talking about Del Taco. Sorry, continue.
Okay, I will run to the opposite end of the earth for Del Taco. I love it so much. I just miss it. I haven't lived in a place where Del Taco is for so long. So I was really excited for everybody to have it. And they're from Massachusetts, so it wasn't really a thing for them. You haven't had it in a while either,
no,
right?
We all experienced Del Taco to its greatest power on a trip and felt it before our first show. So it was a blessing and a curse.
I think okay. I have an immunity to Del Taco's laxative effects.
that is valuable.
Yeah, sorry about that. I felt
we
so
did not
bad.
Have
I was
the
so
same
excited.
Power.
Yeah.
I don't
it
know.
It was a house show.
One bathroom.
One bathroom.
Wow.
It's always a great moment to arrive at a house show, shake hands with the people who are putting you up, and then immediately run to the bathroom.
I've done
that. And hog it for like an hour.
Where's the bathroom?
Yeah, and when you're on tour, that's a common thing because like if it's not the bathroom, you're just showing up at someone's house and being like, hey, thank you so much for having us. I need to die on your couch now. Like,
yeah.
So
you can't go in the car. You know that'd be a mess. You've got
no.
Practically living in there.
Trust yeah. me, we've tried.
Yeah, I mean, when you get out of the car, you want to stay out of the car for as long as possible, yeah. I would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. How do we self-care? What else do we do? Lots
of coffee.
We've been eating a lot of diner food.
Yeah.
That's good for us.
Okay, only potatoes yesterday.
Listening to really nice music.
Yeah.
Mm, that yeah. makes a big difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, what's your favorite, like, tour jam? Like, what do you bring along to listen to?
I mean, now we have access to everything on our phones.
Yeah, fair enough.
We saw a lot of Longmont Potion Castle.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Oh, I don't know them.
Keeping us laughing. He's an anonymous prank caller from the Denver, Colorado area, maybe. He's been active for the past 30 years. Real funny guy. Does yeah. these surreal prank phone calls.
Nice.
Like Alex Trebek and others.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. What, like he impersonates Alex Trebek or he calls
He'll
Alex
call,
Trebek?
Call,
oh my
call,
God.
Yeah.
He'll be like, we got six burros out there running buck wild. He'll be like, how about I come down there and knock around a little bit, huh, guy? Like, I don't know. He just yeah. pushes people's buttons.
Yeah.
He has a special ability to bring the worst out in people.
While remaining really calm and like
level.
Mellow.
Yeah. Right.
And just knows how to like really subtly push people's buttons.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Sounds like it would make me anxious listening to it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the car for that long, like you can only listen to music for so long before it just becomes like, I don't know, like after 8 hours of pure melody,
no.
you kind of need to just like listen to a podcast or listen to something a little less like, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
Can you tell me a bit about like, I kind of want to know, like, one Vancouver band you love and one California band you love, if that's cool.
Only one?
Yeah.
<What?
it's, laughs> well, you can get more if you want.
Why are you doing this?
You don't have to, this is not a, like, pick your favorite situation. This is just, like, shout out to someone who could use your support.
Okay. Well, I want to, they're kind of in Montreal right now, but Tough Customer.
Mm-hmm.
They're so great. I love them all. They're the best. I really like, God, there's so many bands out here that I love. You can't, like, narrow it down. There's too many.
And a lot of them are playing Red Gate tonight, which is nice.
Yeah, definitely. California bands that we really like, Marble Die.
which they've been out here before. And the bass player of their band just recorded us. I don't know. Pardoner is great. I know Dumb had toured with Pardoner for a little while.
Mm-hmm. I like The World.
Yeah, The World is so good. Yeah, The World and Rays.
Oh, the band. Yes, the band of The World, really.
You just like...
Sorry, I just...
Yeah, no, thank you for clarifying. That's good. For a second. We're not talking about The World in general, although we do appreciate it as well, I would think.
Preening is really good.
Yeah.
And spelling. I'm wearing her shirt right now.
I don't know her, but that's an amazing shirt. What is spelling like?
She's a solo musician.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how to describe. It's kind of like very like, it's like ethereal and ambient, but like very like soul oriented. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
That sounds good.
Oh, Bedwetters Anonymous out here, but it's on a temporary hold while Ben's in Montreal.
The band is on temporary hold, not your appreciation of them.
Oh, no. No, I love them forever.
Cool.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. That's a hard question.
Yeah, no, it is. Thank you. You tackled it great. That was wonderful. I was going to play a song. Yeah, let's play a quick song.
Okay.
Just to give our brains a quick break.
Nice.
Let's play a song by My Wife, another local group that I love. And this is called Mess.
Mess. I don't want to clean it up.
Mess.
There's a mess in my house.
Mess.
Ignore it if you must.
That was My Wife with Mess. That was a quick one. I wasn't really ready to come back that soon, but here we are. We've just got 5 minutes left in our block of time here. So let's plug whatever you got to plug, and then we'll just sort of see what happens in the last couple minutes.
Okay. Hey, guys. My name's Miles. I introduced myself earlier. I was on the drums in the songs. What's up, Vancouver? Why don't you check out comic books and art prints at the Vancouver Art Book Fair at Emily Carr. That's happening today. I think today, tomorrow, the next day, and even the next day. It's a long event.
It's definitely happening all weekend.
It's all weekend. It's definitely the longest, like, art book fair, you know, zine event that I've ever attended. But we came up here as Fake Fruit, scheduled a tour around... my partner and I and our friend Christian co-founded a comic collective called Freak Comics. Mm. So come see us at the Art Book Fair. We're going to be there for like 4 days. Buy a comic. Cool. Comics are really great. It's a good way to get stories out there and your thoughts. It's just a great damn medium.
Mm.
So
yeah. I would also like to plug my friends Cole Pauls and Kirsten Hatfield, who will be at the same festival this weekend, tabling. Very wonderful artist. Check them out. What is your connection with like music and comics?
Music and comics. I really like comics, and I also really like music.
Cool.
And sometimes I listen to music while I read comics.
Oh.
And I write comics, and sometimes I plug music in it too. That's kind
really?
Of fun. Not as like a big thing, but like, you know.
I actually really like when people mix music and comics, like Cole Pauls, who I just plugged, has a series called Pizza Punks.
Nice.
which is literally about, like, there's a lot of faces from Vancouver that seem to show up in it. Or
that's so cute.
So it's a real mix of, like, music and art.
I used to go to punk house shows in Santa Rosa that were thrown together by a group called Pizza Punks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't heard those two words pushed together for a while.
Yeah, very punks love pizza. I think that's universal.
Yeah.
Yeah, pizza's for everybody.
Pizza's not just for punks, it's true.
Pizza's not just for punks.
It's not just for punks. Let's reclaim pizza from the punks and the Ninja Turtles. We can have pizza.
We can have it, too. We can all have it together.
All you suits out there, you can have pizza, too.
Sit down, eat a pie.
If any punks or Ninja Turtles want to come have pizza with us,
oh,
cool.
Show up tonight.
Yeah. Open invite.
I should go to Pizza Garden while we're here. I should take them to Pizza Garden.
Is that unique to Canada too? Is that a Vancouver thing?
As far as I know, I've never seen it in the States. But that like garlic sauce they have, oh my gosh. Mm. I could paint a graphic photo of what that is akin to, but I will not do it. I will not.
I think just the phrase alone is telling enough.
Yeah, I feel like he gave us a lot. Cool.
What else? Oh, they haven't been to Duffin's yet. So we're going to go to Duffin's.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
great.
See you there.
That's my favorite diner.
Oh, it's the best. Mm. I don't even know what I'm going to get. I'm probably just going to order everything that I like all at once.
Yeah, and there's too many choices between the bubble tea and the fried chicken and
pupusas, teriyaki tortas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
Yeah, everything is great.
Cool. I think that's about it. That's what we got. Okay. Thank you again so much for being here and sharing and playing music.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks,
come to Red Gate tonight.
Yeah. I know Porsche's going to be there. I can't be there because I'm hosting, stage managing Shindig tonight, the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, okay.
A quick plug for that. Pat's Pub tonight, Shindig, competing with Fake Fruit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks again for being here. You're all really lovely people. Oh. Just want to throw that out there.
It's mutual.
All right. This is a track by Parlor Panther, and this is called Neptune. Aye.